Blog Talk Radio. Here we are on another Sunday. This happens to be October. Would you believe that? Already October of 2020. October 4th. Phew. Time is fleeting. Going fast. Let me start the program off by saying Barack Obama is saying that all of us should vote. All of us should go to the ballot box and cast the vote for whomever you think should be the president of the United States.
They remind me in the words of Scripture that ours is a future filled with hope. And if you share that faith with me, if you share that hope with me, I ask you tonight for your vote. That this nation's promise is reserved for the few, your voice must be heard in this election. If you reject the notion that our government is forever beholden to the highest bidder, you need to stand up in this election. If you believe that new plants and factories can dot our landscape, that new energy can power our future, that new schools can provide ladders of opportunity to this nation of dreamers, if you believe in a country where everyone gets a fair shot and everyone does their fair share and everyone plays by the same rules, then I need you to vote this November. America, I never said this journey would be easy, and I won't promise that now. Yes, our path is harder, but it leads to a better place. Yes, our road is longer, but we travel it together. We don't turn back. We leave no one behind. We pull each other up. We draw strength from our victories, and we learn from our mistakes. But we keep our eyes fixed on that distant horizon, knowing that Providence is with us and that we are surely blessed to be citizens of the greatest nation on earth. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless these United States.
So get ready, folks. Vote. It's 2 o'clock. And this is Sunday, October 4th, 2020. Really appreciate you being on the call. And we have to remind ourselves that we have to perform our civic duty responsibility. Take responsibility. Get out there and vote for whomever. So don't pass that up. That's only about 3 weeks away. Would you believe that? At least in my thick, let's say 30 days away, right around the corner. Okay, let's start the program off. Thank you very much for being here. I was talking to Andrea earlier, and then I wanted to start it off with her. Andrea, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Dr. Johnson.
Oh,
Adrian.
Thank you for,
yes.
I apologize. Look, when I compare
no
Smiths, when they say Smiths, Johnson, and Browns, that's it. Then I have the problem. So tell us something new. Tell us how you're doing. How are things going for you?
Well, I am getting more into my own personal habits and looking at what I'm doing day to day. And I'm realizing, you know, there's room for improvement. And when we had the conversation about getting a coach, you know, I realized that that's really important. I don't have a coach, and I'm on the website now looking at her coaching.
Okay.
And she says, Tanya Eliza, she says, please budget between $25,000 and $30,000 for private coaching. So I got to build my team a little bit more before I can hook up with Tanya. Then she has here group coaching. Is $6,000 to $9,000. Coaching is powerful, though. Yeah.
Right. Look. Okay. Two things. And one of the things I like to say, you've got to have somebody monitoring you, coaching you, directing you, guiding you. You got to have that in your life. Most people.
Right.
As I've come along a long ways on this highway, don't have a coach. That's where you make the greatest mistake ever. If you talk to Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Andrew Carnegie when he was around, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, I don't care if you talk to Bob Johnson of BET or you talk to Kathy Hughes of Radio One, who now has, what, seven? She's worth almost $1 billion now. Oh, Oprah. You talk to all of those people, they will tell you without a coach, you are subject to fail at anything you do in life. Ask Tiger Woods, does he have a coach, right? Ask LeBron James, ask anybody. They all have coaches and mentors and people in their area of influence with whom they go on a golf course and they always talk about strategy and what can I do? Where are you? You've got to have a coach. Bottom line.
Exactly.
Yeah. The only way I made any money at all was in 1994 when I joined a team and Dave Cibola, who had been in the program, I keep on saying this, he was in 18 months in a network marketing program, prepaid legal. And in 18 months, he got up to $33,000 a month. And I called him. I said, how do you do that? I mean, he said, Russ, I do two a day, one a week. Duh. What does that mean? Because nobody told me to do two a day, make two presentations a day. And when he told me that, I said, are you kidding me? I said, I've been around 15 years. I've never made $10,000 a year. And more, not even talking about a month. He said, well, if you do what I tell you to do, you will see the difference. I went out the next year. I'll say it over and over again. And I personally talked to 776 persons one-on-one in the streets of Baltimore. I did my two presentations every day. My wife at the time did her about 300. We covered about 1,000 people. So there wasn't one day I didn't do my two in a 365-day year. Not one day. Even though I didn't feel like it, I went out and did it anyway, right? And sometimes...
Dave Cibola was your coach at that point. He coached you.
Of course
you
he was. He
into
told me what
changing
to do
your behavior.
And I did it.
And I just want to share. I was on a website, and they have this guy called the Ultimate Coach. And he says the annual coaching agreement with him is $1 million. And then he says you could talk to him for 2 hours for $5,000. So this coaching thing that people are paying that kind of money just goes to show how valuable it is.
Oh, come on.
You know,
everything.
It's amazing.
Let's say you don't have the $5,000 or $10,000, or like Jay Abraham. If you want to, now Jay Abraham is a master of marketing, right? Do you know Jay? No?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah.
It's got, okay. He charges $50,000 to talk to him. But
that's amazing.
Right. But they get that, people pay them. Look at Les
Brown.
Right,
it's about prosperity consciousness versus poverty consciousness. It's like, what is our consciousness level? So when he told you the two a day, and you did it, it worked.
I did it.
So if you do
every
day. It worked. Right.
Hey,
right. It
I went to the streets of Baltimore, and I found I managed to find two unsuspecting people every day that I would do my presentation to, and I had my brochure in my pocket, and I would sit them down and talk to them. You know, it was Burger King or McDonald's or Starbucks or in a mall, whatever. I would find two people and talk to them. And then when I finish, I say, I don't want to talk to anybody else the rest of the day, so I go home, right?
Right. But you did it, and it worked.
I did it. I did it every day without fail. And I tell people to do it, and they won't. They do it for a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them at the end of 4 months and say, are you still doing it too? No. I fell off the wagon. Not a problem.
Right.
But it's like that. It's like that Chinese bamboo that they talk about, that you have to water it every day for 4 years without any seeing anything to come above the ground, right? You don't see anything. But if you stop watering, it won't grow. But after four years, it will pop up and go 90 feet in the air. So Les Brown talks about that all the time. So all I'm saying is that you have to force yourself, make yourself do do those things that will give you the rewards a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years. It's like a doctor. It's like a lawyer. It's like a person who wants to be get a PhD program and be president of a university. They have to do all the work, whether they liked it or not. Right?
Right, right.
Okay. You have
to
make it.
And you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry, like Les Brown says.
Of course.
You got to be hungry and coachable and all of that. Yep, it's true.
Oh, okay. Look, you know, I'd rather for other people to do the talking, because we got other people on the line who have gone through all of that and they're doing exceptionally well in terms of growing and doing their business. So you are going to get a coach, and then you're going to help us to understand what the coach. Now, you can call Tanya and say, I don't have your $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or whatever you want, right? But what else would you suggest? And they're going to be open. They'll tell you, because she struggled.
Okay.
She came in 2010. She struggled for 2 years, couldn't make a dime. And finally, she found this one guy who coached her, and the rest is history. See, now she's had the seven-figure income and very successful in terms of how she's building the business. So, but you can do this thing. But you have to have a coach.
Exactly.
And you have to read the good books, right? And
right.
You read the book. Read the book that I gave you by Vic V.I.C. Johnson.
Don't
right?
quit. Yeah.
Okay.
Rest if you must, but do not quit.
There are 18 stories in that book of all the people in the book, all of whom said they struggled, fell over themselves, couldn't make it, and finally they turned it all around, and now most all of them in that book are multimillionaires. Okay.
Right. Right.
Anything
that
you
makes
leave?
A lot of sense. And
well,
about what's your comment on? They say that the numbers game, like when you talked about the initial guys in Amway.
It's always the numbers game. It's a book called People Afraid of That. No, when I was selling cars, I stumbled through. But anyway. It says, Go for No, Network Marketing by Ray Hignon, H-I-G-D-O-N. So you should get this book. It's how many pages in this book? I'm flipping through it. It's, Jesus Christ. About 130 pages, a lot of pictures, a lot of big pictures, a lot of whatever. About 100 pages.
Right.
100, that's all. And the whole book. And I would go to Amazon and get the book, right? And the other one I got in front of me is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, D-A-R-R-E-N. He's the publisher of Success Magazine. Another great book. And that's how many pages of this book. This one is about 150, look like, somewhere like that. 160 pages. That's all. The good stuff. If you don't read the books, if you don't listen to the people who are taught, like Les Brown and Mark Victor Hansen, Bob Proctor, if you don't listen to Zig Ziglar, if you don't listen to those people, then you lose, because you got to keep it in front of you. You got to dedicate yourself in terms of making sure that you stay on target, because that's going to keep you focused. Reading the books, listen to the people who have done it, listen to a coach, getting some guidance, directions, and you'll be there and stay the course for a year. Okay. Don't quit.
Right. Dr. Johnson, what you just said about dedicating yourself, like, you know, that kind of made me think about the fact that how many people, including myself, do we dedicate ourselves to anything to the extent that you're saying that is going to be necessary, that type of dedication and focus? That's not a normal state of being for
No. But I'm going to bring on a doctor in a few minutes. But and I think he would be a better person to talk to you than me. How's that? Would you believe that about dedication?
Okay.
All right. Now, Dr. Smart, are you with us today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Let me punch up... Yeah, the young lady she's going to introduce you to. Okay. Now, here's a lady, Loretta Jackson. She came in the program 90 days ago. Mr. Loretta, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, right. And who brought you on the team? Wait, listen, Preston, are you with us?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Gaiman, help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a one-minute overview about you being in the company, and you brought Mrs. Jackson, and why did you bring Mrs. Jackson, and how did you find her? Let's go for that. And she's going to bring the doctor in. Would you do that for us?
Okay. Yeah, okay. First of all, I wasn't trying to get into this business. The business got into me because this guy named Dr. Russell Johnson had sent me some seeds and some of the other products. And at that time, I had lost all of my contacts in my phone. I didn't back them up. And so I got a new phone, and I put all those calls back into my new phone by hand. It took me 28 hours, and I was on that seed product, and I noticed I never got tired. I never got sleepy. And when I went to sleep like a baby. I had met Miss Jackson around that time. We were talking about another opportunity. And I was telling her what happened to me, and she said that she had been basically bedridden for 10 years. And I said, well, we'd like to send you some samples and see what happens. She told me that when she got the samples, she tried 3 ounces, and those problems that she had had for 10 years, they reversed themselves immediately. And and everything else is history. But like I said, I was not trying to get into this business. The business got into me. So that's what happened, Russ. That's the truth.
Because of the samples. Now, and I'm going to talk just a bit because a few minutes here now. The sample program, I mean, I sent you the samples. And then we sent Mrs. Jackson the samples. And she's going to tell us the story. Are you continuing the sample program? This has been 3 months now, going on almost 4 months.
Yes, we've been sending out samples every day.
Okay, all right.
Every day.
And I'm going to bring you back later to tell me what progress you have made by using samples. Is that good? Now, Mrs. Jackson is online. Could you introduce Mrs. Jackson since you brought us to the team? Really appreciate you doing that.
Well, Mrs. Jackson, like I said, it's amazing to me. I've been in network marketing since the 70s. And I've never seen a product do what it did. You know, the product, you know, you hear people say the product sells itself. Well, it literally did that. And Miss Jackson, I was just so amazed at what happened to her so quickly. I've never seen that anything happen that fast. But she just went to town, and she'll tell you herself, from that day to this, she's never stopped. It's
okay.
Because the product works on demand.
Okay, but Mrs. Jackson, you're on. Thank you very much for being on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being on the team of Rain International. You have been in exactly 90 days as of a day ago, right? Is that right? Tell me what happened to you when you took the product, and tell me the progress you have made since you've been in the program for 90 days, and where are you?
Well, a little bit about myself. I was in the medical profession. I am a medical laboratory technologist. I worked for IU Medical Center for 35 years, and that job entailed working sometimes 24 hours straight. I developed chronic fatigue. I always did have migraine headaches, but along with the chronic fatigue, I developed like rheumatoid arthritis and a couple of other medical issues. And it got so bad that my physician, Dr. Jerry Smart Jr., told me, he said, Ms. Jackson, you're disabled. That's after working with me for about 5 years. And I heard him, but I didn't because I kept working. And eventually he said, we're going to have to bring you out of the hospital either before you hurt yourself or you hurt someone else. I still didn't hear him. I continued to work for another 2 months. And then the lady in HR read his report, or requested his report, and called me into the office. She said, Ms. Jackson, he wrote it in August, and I think this was about October. And she said, Mrs. Jackson, your physician says you're disabled. And I sat there and put my hands in my face and started crying. I said, I've never thought of myself as being disabled. She said, well, until he changes his report, we're going to have to work something out. So I came home for 3 months on short-term leave, and then it was extended for another 3 months, and he took me off of my medication, and I didn't refill it. I was taking Belsomra and Lunesta to sleep. I was taking Ritalin for energy. I had been going to the pain clinic for the rheumatoid arthritis and for the pain. I had been titrated up to 30 milligrams of OxyContin, one every 4 hours. I was also taking some other medications for different things. And when I came off of all of that medication, I had to admit to myself that I was disabled. But I inherited my father and my mother to take care of. So no matter how bad I was, I still had to take care of both my parents. And for 14 years, I took care of my father and pretty much nothing else. He passed this past May. I had met Coach Gaiman through another program that I was in, and he had asked Dr. Johnson to send me a sample. It was around the 4th of July, and I got it 2 days after that weekend, and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to put it in the refrigerator because it probably tastes horrible. I had been on a lot of different supplements for a long, long time. They would help a little bit, but they never got me where I felt normal. I always felt like I'm living on borrowed time. And sometimes I've even gone to Dr. Smart's office and asked him, I said, if you have a bullet, put my name on it because I can't continue to live like this. I said, I hurt everywhere all the time. He said, Ms. Jackson, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. And I'm like, Doc, I don't think there's a bottom. And one day I told him, I said, what do you do when you headed down the yellow brick road to see the wizard and you meet the wizard halfway? And he says, I don't understand. I said, my father has always been the wizard, and I've always gone to him. I said, now I'm taking care of him. What do you do when you meet the wizard and you realize there is no Oz? And I think we both kind of came to the conclusion, it's like, well, you know, you may be on your way to take his place. And that kind of gave me a little hope. But in the retrospect, I had basically not given up, but hope was starting to wane. And Dr. Johnson sent me the product. I told my husband, I said, I'm going to take the soul, the being, and the core. We're getting ready to go to the garden. So I took all three. He says, is that wise? I'm like, what can it hurt? I mean, what could it possibly hurt? So we get to the garden about an hour later. And normally I do about 15 minutes to half an hour. Then I go get in the car, turn the air conditioner on, either take a nap or read a book. I was out there in that garden for 4 hours. My shoulder had been hurting. My knees had been hurting. Nothing hurt. And I told my husband, I said, I'm going to hop in this hot tub, and then I'm going to go in the house and crash because I know it's going to let me down. You know, I'm going to hit the wall and slide down. Well, I came in. I wasn't tired. And I had all of the food from the 4th of July in the refrigerator. So I went ahead and cut up all the meats, put them into the marinating sauce, did all my vegetables, got everything ready for the next day. And I'm like, I'm probably not even going to make it. I'm going to have to put this stuff in the freezer. I was up until 4 a.m. washing and straightening up and doing things I hadn't done in over 14 years. Got up the next morning and was still feeling really good, so I took three more. And I'm thinking, he only gave me enough for about 4 or 5 days. I'm going to have to order some of this. So I got on the line and called Dr. Johnson. I'm like, how do I get more? He gave me the site. I went on and ordered for my husband and myself, which is the 440 pack and $440. So that was enough to give him a month's supply and give me 2 weeks' supply. And I'm like, I'm never going to be without this product. But that was exactly 8 weeks ago. I still take the product every morning. I take 4 souls, 2 regular and 2 soul reds. I take 2 bins and 2 cores every day. And I have felt better in the last 8 weeks than I have felt as I can remember in my entire life's history at being 25 or 30 years old.
Wow, that's awesome. So the protocol, what do you take? 4 souls, 2 bins, and what else? What do you take?
two cores, and I drink that with the Pure. I also take the Bright, and I use the Reverie.
So you're a product of the product. Okay. And so it must be what the people around you, your husband, your children, neighbors, friends, acquaintances, they must be stunned that you had been bedridden for 14 years, and now you're running around like a Duracell bunny, if you will. You're running all over the place. What do they say?
Well, some of them just say, well, she finally got better, and a lot of them are asking what I'm taking. So for the ones who think that I just miraculously got better, I correct them, and they're not that much interested in taking care of their health. There's some people that no matter what happens, they're not interested. But for the ones who were interested, I introduced them to the product, and they're still on it.
Wow, wow, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. And how do you feel these days after being bedridden for all those years? How do you feel that you're up and about? You bought a new car, you taking care of babies, you clean. What?
I have a brand new granddaughter. She's a month and a few days old. She was born on the 19th of August.
Okay.
And I used to wonder how I'm going to deal with a newborn or deal with a baby, because I would get up in the morning, take a shower, and go get back in the bed. Get up, put on my underwear, go get back in the bed. So it was a routine of getting up, doing a little bit, and going back to bed. And now I feel like I can get up in the morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock to go do my walk. I walk a mile and a quarter every morning, come back home, fix breakfast, and get ready for the day. And then I'm up until I feel like I want to go to bed. I didn't go to bed this morning. It's at 3 a.m. There's a new book out. It's called Midnight Sun. It's one of Stephanie Meyer's from the Twilight series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 600 pages. I read that in 2 days.
Jesus Christ. You're on your way, doctor. The doctor is with you. What is he, your doctor? He's on the call with you. What is he saying? Introduce your doctor for me. Because I wanted to
Smart.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I met Dr. Smart through one of his classmates. She was one of the pain doctors at the pain clinic. And she told me, she says, Ms. Jackson, I don't mind dispensing this pain medication to you. She said, but it's not an end-all, be-all. You need to figure out what the problem is. And I told her, I said, I've been to 2 or 3 doctors. They don't believe in chronic fatigue. They don't believe in fibromyalgia. To them, it's just an excuse to be lazy. She said, well, if this doctor can't help you, nobody can. And when she gave me his name and I went to his office, I was very impressed. A lot of the people in his office were coming from out of state to see him, and they didn't mind waiting 2 or 3 hours. And I'm like, 2 or 3 hours, it goes, it's well worth it. So everybody was, you know, giving me his accolades, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And then when I got into the office, it's like when I left out, I was still in pain, but I was encouraged. And he always tried different things outside of medication to help, and they helped, but they didn't alleviate the problem. So when I told him I found a product that had gotten rid of the migraines, the pain, and gave me energy, he says, I need to take a look at that. And the rest is like that, Coach Gaiman say, the rest is history. Dr.
Right.
Smart, my son calls him Dr. Smart with 2 T's. So that's how. But he is, he's a force to be reckoned with. Dr. Smart, are you on here?
Yeah, I am.
He's a real doctor. Doctor, I really appreciate you, sir. And I thank you for helping us to stay healthy, and I understand that you're very accomplished and that you take time with your patients, and you just don't have a paper mill, if you will. Tell us about yourself, sir. Where did you go to school? Why did you decide to become a doctor? And how is the practice coming as we speak now? Go right ahead, sir.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you, Dr. Johnson and Ms. Jackson, for allowing me this time to be on the radio just to tell you a little bit about my experience and how excited I am about RAIN. I am a solo practice neurologist. I went to undergraduate school at DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana. And then I went to Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis. I stayed there for 4 years of medical school and then 4 years of neurology residency. And in 2004, I graduated from the 24th grade. And I interviewed with some big neurology practices in the city. That's pretty much run the city, about three different neurology practices. But it was something about each of the practices that I interviewed with. They offered good money, but they did not offer what I thought was good patient care. They seemed to focus a little bit more on productivity rather than patient care. And I was thinking to myself, I said, well, you know, I went to school for 24 years. I didn't go to school for 24 years for somebody to look over my shoulder and say, Dr. Smart, you're spending too much time with this patient. Some patients can see real fast. Some patients really need that care. So, and they all had non-compete contracts. So as soon as you would sign with them, then for a period of 2 years, you'd have to practice within 20, 30 miles outside of the radius. If you decide to quit, they decide to promote you for whatever reason. So I decided to take a step out on faith and just start my own practice. Didn't have much training in business. Didn't have, they don't teach you business side of medicine in residency, but I did have my faith. So I took a step out on faith. During my last 6 months of residency, I did indulge myself online. There was a website called Medical Economics that I went, and it kind of walked you through how to start a practice. I talked to different people who were doing solo practice, talk to some people in different groups to kind of get my business IQ up. I was already doing a little bit of real estate investing, so I read several books by Robert Kiyosaki. You mentioned Mark Victor Hansen. I've read several of his books, so I definitely have more of an entrepreneurial mind. And I had done 6 years of summer research at a pharmaceutical company named Eli Lilly. They were the founders of Prozac. And I was actually worked in lab next to PhD doctor that invented Prozac before he actually became famous for that. But my second summer at Eli Lilly, I was thinking about either being a doctor or a research scientist. I was in a lab with a PhD doctor, and he asked me, he said, why do you want to be why do you want to go into research? I said, I want to find a cure for cancer or HIV or something. I want to make a difference in the world. So he put his arm around my shoulder and said, son, how many times do you need to take a cure? I said, once, unless you get the disease over again. He said, son, this is a capitalistic country. We're not looking for cures. We're looking for something that people can take every day to help treat the symptoms. So in my mind, I didn't say this to him. I said, this is terrible. I said, so that day was the day I decided I was going to be a physician and not a research scientist, because I definitely wanted to make an impact in the world. Once I started my own practice, my motto is patient-focused care. So it doesn't matter if you have Medicaid, good paying insurance, don't have insurance, if you come see me, I'm going to spend the same amount of time with you that I would with anyone else. Tell everybody, once you come become a patient of mine, you're part of the smart neurology family. When Jackson came, like she said, I'm a little more open-minded type of physician, so I'm MD trained. But I'm one of the people that realize that as an MD, there's only a certain amount of health that they teach us. They don't focus on nutrition very much in MD medical schools. DO medical schools focus a lot more on, that's doctor of osteopathy, they focus a lot more on nutrition, a little bit of spinal manipulation. So they tend to do much better. DO doctors tend to do much better as far as prevention and nutrition. One of the things we look at today is the United States is very, very smart. They have a lot of technology as far as the medical field goes. But if you look and see how well the United States is performing according to other countries, we're not even in the top 10, not even in the top 15. And the reason is, you know, we in the United States, I'd say we have a more of an acute care system. So the United States is good at taking care of acute problems. So if you have brain injury, you have a heart attack, you've had a stroke. But healthcare is really should be focused on prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really need to focus, that is on prevention. And mm-hmm. so if you look at what total health is, you know, a lot of people focus on going to the hospital and the acute problems. That's what we focus on in the United States, but we don't really focus on prevention. So if you have a mindset that's focused on prevention, what you realize is that the MD portion that we learn, and I'm learning in medical school, is just a portion. There's also it's a big circle. It's multifactorial. So there's a spiritual aspect of health. There's the, you know, nutritional aspect of health. There's the, you know, what we learn in medical school, the MD, the DO, the acupuncture. There's, magnets. There's so many facets of health that you know, we don't realize. Placebo is a huge benefit of health, too. But if you really focus on what placebo is really just a mental aspect of things. So as a brain doctor, I tell everybody everything starts in the mind. One of my sayings is that, you know, a lot of people think inside the box. Few people think outside the box. But the enlightened know that there is no box.
I hear you. So, doctor, 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 4 years of being a neurologist, that's 12, and then you got 12 before, so 24 years of study. How was there any time along those trails of school, anatomy and physiology, comparative anatomy, chemistry, bio, whatever, all the courses you've taken, was it any time you said, I don't want to do this anymore, it's too much?
There's no time I said I didn't want to do it. Probably my sophomore year in undergraduate school. I started thinking I was tired of doing this.
Uh-huh.
So I was a sophomore at DePaul University. I was always active, so I played football, ran track. I was Division III. I was president of Residence Hall Association, president of my fraternity, Kappa Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Wow.
And then I was also on the dean's list, so.
Wow.
So it was always on my plate. I didn't realize it at that time, but, I was actually taking 18 credit hours a semester, despite doing all that. So it wasn't until probably 4 or 5 years later, I didn't realize I was actually killing myself by taking 18 credit hours a semester. I was actually on course to graduate in 3 years from a very prestigious university that most people, you know, take 4 or sometimes 4.5 years to graduate from. So I think, yeah, my sophomore year, I did say, you know, I'm tired. I am tired, but I knew that the prize at the end was much bigger. So I had to stay focused and press on.
So you had your eye on the prize.
Stay focused, keep your eye on the prize.
Rather than the pain. Yeah. So I congratulate you for going the distance, if you will, to stay. Because how many people would you say, doctor, who started with you with the promise of going all the way who didn't finish? What kind of percentage would you give us in terms of people who start medical school and don't finish or change up?
Once you get to medical school, most people make it. But in college, I can tell you we had 600 people in my freshman class. And out of those 600 people, about 300, the first day of school said they wanted to be, you know, a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Then after the first, zoology class, I think that number went down to about 150. And then after about the second biology class, I think that number went down to about 100. And then by the time you get to your senior year, there's only about 20 left, so about 20 out of the 300 actually make it.
Wow,
realize that science is not for them, or there's other things they want to do.
And when they get a course in comparative anatomy, and you say, I don't think I'm going to finish this thing. This thing is too tough. So I really appreciate you. I appreciate you staying the course, going all the way. And you didn't take any breaks. You went straight ahead. Is that right?
Went straight through, yeah. Did not take any breaks.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm fortunate that I had that ability to be able to do that. And now I've been in practice 15 years. I run my own show. I'm starting to get a little bit more into nutrition part of things because it's a big focus. Medication does have its place, and but I think there's a big misperception from people about medication. So I got a lot of patients. About half my patients would want to try something more natural than something actually a prescription. So I do try to educate them. Like I said, I was at a pharmaceutical company for 6 summers. So you really get to see that, what the pharmaceutical companies do and all the prescribed drugs actually are derived from, a lot of them are derived from natural things. Some of them are engineered. That PhD doctor told me that, we're not looking for cures, one of the things I start looking at, I start looking around and I start thinking, what makes me think I might come up with a cure for cancer, HIV? Because I start looking around, I start seeing a bunch of gray-haired men, gray-haired women, been doing research 20 years, 30 years. And then I start thinking, gave myself a history lesson. I said, do you realize that, most of the cures most of the cures that have occurred occurred by accident. They occurred by mistake. Alexander Fleming, working at Eli Lilly, was a workaholic. He never took a lunch break. Was eating a sandwich while he was working. And then all of a sudden, what does he do? He puts his sandwich down, goes to work. Comes back the next day, picks up his bread and sandwich, leftover sandwich, throws in the trash. Realizes that a petri dish that had a bunch of bacteria on it, and there's one petri dish that didn't have a lot of bacteria on it in a circle. So he looks at that and he says, picks up the sandwich, sees there's some mold on his sandwich. Same shape as the circle that's on that's missing on the petri dish. So he said, it must be something in this mold that killed that bacteria. So he's working on something completely different now. He changed his focus to, let me see what's in this bread mold that kills this bacteria. And so now we have bread mold, which is natural, is nothing but penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? What do the pharmaceutical companies do? They find something that's natural. They purify it. So then, we have a more structured outcome, more predictable outcome on how to treat it. And penicillin is, one of the biggest discoveries in the world, because it cured strep throat, kept people from having a rheumatic fever, it's really good for syphilis, a lot of different things that used to lower the life expectancy in people. So,
right.
So there are a lot of natural things that the pharmaceutical companies do look at, and they just try to purify it as well, Botox. The natural thing, botulinum toxin. That's something that in nature actually can kill and paralyze you. But the industry says, how can we take something that paralyzes muscles, makes muscles weak, and use it to our advantage? So I use it to help prevent headaches. We use it for people who have twitching in the face, people who have cerebral palsy, who've had strokes, and their arms are real spastic and tight, so you loosen their arms up. But, the cosmetic field has found that, it helps with wrinkles. So a lot of people are using it for anti-aging purpose now. Now, when you start talking about supplements, supplements are not FDA regulated. And so a lot of people can say that a supplement does something. And what you'll find
let's talk
is
about
that,
this. Help us up with the soul. What do you think about Soul Core, Ben, and all those products that you came into? Why did you decide to, you saw the results. Were you surprised at her recovery, all the medicines that she has been taking over all these years? Were you surprised that all of a sudden she comes to you and say, I'm taking the core and the soul, and look at me now. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised and amazed because, you know, for years she had been trying different supplements. Like I said, supplements are not FDA regulated. So anybody can make a supplement and say, hey, you know, I have some ginseng in here. It's supposed to help with energy. But you never know how much they actually put in there. So when she told me that, you know, she had found something, you know, I could certainly, you know, hear in her voice. I could see on her face. You know, she was definitely brighter. You know, she didn't have a lot of times, you know, people try to put on a mask or a fake face to try to look like they have energy, but you can look at them and tell, yeah, they're still hurting. They're still not quite there, but she definitely had this brighter look on her face. So, I said, if this is certainly working for you, let me try it out on some patients. You know, I want to see if it works on other people. So I've been doing some of the sample program and tried it out on several patients, and the soul was certainly giving people energy. I gave it to a gentleman that works in my building. He had been kind of moping around for a few days, so I gave him some, and I think he took about a day or two before he drank the soul. And then I followed up with him a couple of days later. He said, yeah, what was that? You know, I need to get some more of that. He says, you know, I was, instead of going home and sleeping, you know, after work, you know, I went to Home Depot and I went to Lowe's and, you know, I was able to do a lot more stuff. You know, I definitely need that. You know, the Bend I've given out to some people with arthritis, and certainly they have noticed that their shoulder pain has gotten better, their knee pain has gotten better. So one of the things that I love about the Rain products is, one, is they are natural, so that definitely appeals to people. And then, two, they work. I've been using it for over a month now, so we can't blame all that on placebo. So, you know, anytime you start talking about a business, you can make money from a business aspect of things as well. I said, this solves three different problems. So, you know, right now we're in the middle of the pandemic, so people need money. You know, we're also in the middle of the pandemic, so people want their health to be enhanced. So what can we do to enhance? So we talk about zinc, we talk about vitamin C, but now we talk about these superfoods, these antioxidants, the soul, the core, the being, you know, are certainly high in antioxidants, and that helps to prevent, you know, infections from viruses. So not only is it making the machinery in our body work better, but it is also helping the immune system, and it can be used to help prevent virus and colds. Now we're approaching flu season, cold season, corona still here, so I definitely expect my patients that are using this, or anybody using this, probably should notice. Hopefully they'll start noticing that they have less colds as well. So.
Right. Okay. So, but the other piece too, doctor, and I really appreciate you being on to help us to understand the whole scope of things, but you are also an entrepreneur. Have you ever delved into network marketing as a business?
Yeah, I've been in several network marketing venues, have not done very well in many of them. Some of them were while I was in medical school, so never really had enough time to devote to them, and never really had a, like you were talking at the beginning of the thing, never really had a good coach.
Mm-hmm. I got you. So what do you think about this one? What are the prospects, the possibilities of building a team with this one?
Yeah, I think the possibilities are, you know, good. Started out as an associate, a manager. Now I'm a senior manager, and then this week I'm going to be bronze. So,
yeah, congratulations!
Be bronze as a Tuesday. So, I'm definitely moving up, in the ranks, and looking at the structure. I think Rain has a good structure. There's a lot of bonuses that they also give as well. Like I said, it's a win-win for me because I'm able to help patients get better and, as well as, earn some money financially from it as well.
Excellent. And then shared with some of your friends who also are practicing physicians, right? Yes. Dr. Weeks, he's been in the program now for, I guess, what, 6 years, 7 years. I think he joined 7 years ago. And he's starting to make a nice income, at least a six-figure or maybe a multiple six-figure income. Very successful practice. If you haven't heard of, have you heard of Dr. Brad Weeks?
Yes, I've actually talked about Dr. Weeks a couple times.
Okay.
Looked at some of his YouTube videos. So.
Okay, great.
Definitely inspirational.
And very accomplished, yeah. So, okay, doctor. What words of advice would you give us? We're not physicians. We're not health practitioners. We're just, you know, trying to stay healthy, trying to do the best we can, and trying to adopt the skills, techniques, and accountability that you gave yourself to go through all these years of school to finish and complete the task. What would you say to us, many of whom have never dedicated ourselves to anything like you have? How can you help us? What words of advice would you give us, sir, doctor?
Okay. I'm going to give you some smart coaching points.
Okay, good.
Well, when we start talking about health, you know, like I said, we're looking at spiritual health. We also look at diet and exercise. If you are selling rain or whatever you have your passion for, whatever your business is, you know, one of the first things you have to do is you have to be an excellent driver. You can't be an excellent driver. You know, anybody selling rain on the call, I want to ask you, who knows that you sell rain? You know, right now, can you count how many people know that you sell rain? You know, if there are people around you in your circle that you see that don't know you sell rain, then, you know, you haven't been an excellent driver. You know, one of the things that, you know, Ms. Jackson is doing, she's an excellent driver. She goes and talks to people, whether she's in the grocery line, whether she's at the beauty salon, you know, people know that she is using rain and that she's selling rain. So, you know, I don't know if you remember the movie The Rain Man.
Yes.
You know, so he was an excellent driver. He said he was an excellent driver. So we have to be an excellent driver. So whether your name is Raymond, Loretta, Damon, Jessica, Russ, you know, you need to be known as the Rain Man, the Rain Woman. Be an excellent driver. So you need to basically market yourself.
Okay.
Second thing is you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. So, you know, in the Bible, they said, you know, Peter was walking on water until he realized he was walking on water and took his eyes off Jesus, and that's when he started to fall. So a lot of times we have, you know, our vision, we have our goals, and, you know, as long as we're staying focused on our goals, we're okay. So what I challenge everybody to do is, you know, when you're looking at your goal, trying to accomplish something, you really have to walk straight ahead. And remember, when you're climbing up the ladder, it's not really a ladder, it's more of an incline, because it's slower than climbing up a ladder. So as long as you're walking straight and going up that incline, hey, you know, there's going to be some rough roads. You can take a rest. There's going to be some times you're going to want to quit. You need to keep walking straight. Now, you know, I've seen a lot of people get very successful, and, you know, what they start doing is they start looking up. You know, so what the problem is, when you start looking up, you can't walk a straight line. Have you ever tried to walk a straight line looking up? So if you walk a straight line and you're looking straight up in the air, you can't walk a straight line. You're going to veer. And the other thing is you're going to forget about the people that helped you get there. So if you look down at your feet and walk a straight line, you'll walk that line even straighter than you do if you're looking straight ahead. So what I encourage everybody to do is to stay focused ahead, but also look down and remember to help those behind you. And thank those people that are behind you, and don't get so high that you forget, you know, where you came from. And you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, but a lot of times we create our own tunnels, because there's really no tunnel either. Like I said, there's no box. There's really no tunnel. But a lot of people think about the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's light along the whole tunnel. And you are your own light, your coach is your light, your whole support system is your own light. So we have to just remember that, and we can stay bright, and everyone can be successful and reach their goal. You know, we're in a fast food society. Everybody wants things right now. You know, fast food medicine, you want a pill that can help this and this right now. But, you know, it's not about, you know, fast food, you know, go to the drive-thru, get something right now. It's really more, you know, really more steady than that. It's a day-by-day thing. So you're doing the right, proper things day by day. You're changing your habits. You're changing your diet. You're exercising day by day. You're going to lose that weight. You know, if you go on a crash diet, yeah, if you're gonna, you may lose weight for about 10 days or 2 weeks that you're doing the diet, but as soon as you go off that diet, what happens? So it's a lifestyle change. So being successful is a lifestyle change. We have to create habits, 21, 28 days to create a habit, and you have to create a good habit. You know, bad habits can hurt us just, you know, just as well as good habits can help us, so we have to create the habit. A great book I read a long time ago by Og Mandino was The Greatest Salesman in the World. I encourage everybody to read that. It's not very long book, but it's called The Greatest Salesman in the World, and it's about, you know, building good habits.
Okay, I think that's about 80 pages or so. Yeah, I got a copy of it right here. The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. So, Doctor, really appreciate having you. I thank you for joining the team, and I thank you for your words of wisdom. And from what I understand, that you are an accomplished physician. Your patients love you because you spend time with them, and you really care. So I appreciate you for being that kind of person. So, Dr. Smart, any closing comments, Doctor? I really appreciate you being on the air today.
No, I just encourage everyone to, you know, to stay focused, stay healthy. Like I said, there's a pandemic, so make sure you are wearing your mask, vitamin C, zinc, and like I said, the superfoods, the rain sole, especially the red sole, can also help improve your, not just improve your energy, but also can improve your immune system. So
okay.
We have
so
a good product here.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have great products with Rain here. So I encourage everyone, if you haven't tried it, you know, try it yourself, and I'm sure you'll see some results.
Okay. So with that protocol, you were saying you would add zinc and you would add a vitamin C, maybe 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams, 200 milligrams of vitamin C every day. Is that what you're saying?
Probably looking at zinc, about 25 milligrams of zinc a day, and then vitamin C, 3,000 milligrams a day.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I got one 2,000, but 3,000, that's stepping it up. Linus Pauling did a lot of research on that, but I don't want to get into that, but I really appreciate that. Can you say why, just as in closing, why, because I think we got about 5 minutes, why vitamin C is important for people to augment, to add to their diet, to their protocol, if you will?
Yeah, you'll see that vitamin C is a very potent antioxidant, works very good against viruses. There's a lot of research, a lot of studies have been done looking at IV vitamin C. And it does show that it actually has some anti-cancer properties as well. Now, one of the things that we look at, you know, we kind of talked about with the pharmaceutical companies, a lot of information also they don't want some information to get out because it may interfere with what they're doing. But, yeah, vitamin C is also has some anti-cancer properties, but it's antiviral property, anti-cancer property.
Wow.
Very good.
Where would you get a 3,000 milligram vitamin C? I ordered one that's 1,000, then another got another company. I take 2,000. So by 3,000, where would you get that? What brand would that be? I'm just curious.
I wouldn't take 3,000 all at once. Vitamin C is a water soluble vitamin, so you will urinate any extra vitamin C off. Most of the time, so I would usually get to 1,000 milligrams and just take that three times a day.
Okay.
If it only lasts 6 hours and 6 or 8 hours in my system, then I'm keeping my vitamin C levels up throughout the day. So I would do 1,000 milligrams three times a day.
Okay, Gotcha. Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay. Doctor, I really appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let's see, Mrs. Jackson, any closing comments? Because he's covered it all for us. Well, think about it. Let me just play this clip. This young man, he's 52 years old. He's had pain for more than that. Let him tell his story about taking soul and what happened to him.
My name is Estel Richardson. I've come here tonight to talk to you some about a product called Soul. The reason I'm here is back years ago when I was 17, I had an accident at a sawmill, a very serious accident that crushed 7 discs in my spine. I lost 2.5 inches of height that day, which a 17-year-old boy did not want to do, and it left me in a lot of pain. For the last 52 years, I have not been without pain. However, a good friend of mine about a month ago learned about this product called Soul. She talked to me about it and asked me to take it. In fact, she even gave me an example of it, and I tried it. And I was very surprised that even on the very first use, I noticed a little bit of difference to the positive side, less pain. So she gave me some more, and I ordered some. Now I've been taking the product for about a month. And I can tell you, for the first time in 52 years, I am pain-free. I've had other pains that people get when they get older also. In my fingers, a little bit of degenerative osteoarthritis, and that pain is also gone. Now, I have not only taken the Soul, but this company also makes a second product, which is called Core. And after the first 2 weeks of just taking the Soul, I started taking the Core, and I have noticed an increase of energy also with that. So basically, what I'm wanting to tell you is that a gentleman who has lived 52 years of his life in very serious pain. My doctors tell me that I can't walk when they look at my x-rays and my MRIs, but I have always walked and I'm still walking now. The beautiful part is now I'm not walking in pain. So if anybody is presenting this to you, if you have an opportunity to use this product, I would really recommend that you do. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it helps many things in the body, not just pain. I recommend that you try it. I believe you will enjoy it very much, and it will enhance your life.
Okay, well, 52 years of pain, and now he's comfortable without walking around with pain. Mrs. Jackson, you had pain for many, many years. How would you close this out in terms of your experiences on the product of Core, Soul, and Ben?
Well, the only thing I can say is that I took a lot of medication and I took a lot of other supplements. I have never had anything to make me feel like I felt better. I feel better now than when I was 25 or 30 years old, and I was a very active individual. And the only thing I'll tell people is that people do say no, but I learned very early in life that no means maybe, and maybe means yes. And there's an old saying that if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. So my thing is, I absorb, come in contact with, I learn from it, and then move on and benefit from it, even if it's negative. You can learn a lot from negative things, and I learned a lot from having been down for 14 years. I've learned to listen to myself. I did a lot of reading. So I don't take those 14 years of being bedridden negatively. They've helped me to become the person that I am. So when you run into somebody, we have one mouth and two ears. I find that listening to people and really listening to what they're saying makes a bigger difference than me trying to throw up on them what's happened to me. I rarely get a chance to tell people what's happened to me because I listen to what's wrong with them and offer them a solution and let them come to the conclusion that they need what I have.
Okay. So how many people have you? You've been in 90 days. You just finished your 90th day, and you had a 90-day run. How many people did you bring in as partners, brain partners, how many people are on the product, and what rank have you acquired in 90 days? Could you take the next minute to tell us that?
I think I have 27 customers, and about, I would say, I roughly say 20 associates.
Mm-hmm.
And of those 20 associates, I think four of them are managers, two are senior managers, and then Dr. Smart said he's going to be a bronze this Tuesday. I find that if you show people the ladder, they want to, and if they want to climb, it's up to them to climb. And it's nothing more for me than to reach up and get somebody else's hand to pull me up and then reach down and pull somebody else up. I find with the customers, they find that the product is expensive. And what I tell them is, if you're on a product that's making you feel like this, what else do you have in your refrigerator that you throw out every week for the garbage man to pick up? Stop buying that. If you have supplements that aren't helping you, quit taking those. You go get your nails done. You go get your hair done. You go get a pedicure. You go get all this stuff to fix up the outside of your body, and the inside is crumbling. Maybe you don't need to get your nails done every week. Maybe you should wear your own nails. I'm like, alleviate something that's not helping you. And I leave it up to him to make up the decision. I'm like, when you're off the product and you want to get back on, call me.
So, but you've been in 90 days, you hit manager, you hit senior manager, and you hit bronze in 90 days. So congratulations.
Yes.
Really appreciate
Thank
you.
You.
All right, 30 seconds. I'm closing out. Any other comment? I mean, I really appreciate all the people being on today and listening to this conversation. We have a good product, as attested to not only by your testimony, but the doctor, Dr. Smart, he's using the product, and he has other patients on the product. And then you hear this lady, this gentleman a few minutes ago, he talked about the efficacy and the effectiveness of the product after all these many years of pain. So we have a product that works. Take a minute, close us out. What would you tell people?
About the product?
About anything, about the business, about life.
The only thing I would say about life is that when I was in the ninth grade, my algebra teacher told me, she says, you can't control anything but what goes on between your ears. You have no control over anything except what you think. She said, you can become a thermometer and you can register what goes on around you, or you can become a thermostat. Set your temperature and maintain it no matter what changes around you. That has always given me the ability to stand and be able to see what's going on around me and maintain that this is what I'm going to do. Dr. Smart called it focus. It helps you to keep focused, because anybody can get in with the crowd. And my thing about a crowd is lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'm
okay.
A good leader, a good follower, and I know how to get out of the way.
Okay. Great. I really appreciate you being on. Okay. So if people want to look at more, just an overview of the website, you can go to soulissoul.com. And it talks about the manufacturing facility. It talks about the company. It talks about the blood, whatever that lady did. But it just gives you an overview. And then you can get with the person who told you to get on the call and join the team. You know, join Soul, join the company, and build yourself a team and stay healthy. But I really appreciate the doctor giving his advice in terms of how we should stay healthy, especially during this pandemic. And the coronavirus is not going anywhere anytime soon, so we need to stay healthy. Stay on the product, stay healthy. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, voting time is coming in just a week, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Whomever you vote for, please go vote for somebody to represent us as President of the United States. And thank you very much for listening. This will be archived, so you can always send people back to this to listen to this whole program. All you do is go to the Voice of Black Wall Street.com, the Voice of Black Wall Street.com. Or you can think of another way to go to it is go to thepublicbroadcast.network. Thepublicbroadcast.network. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Vote.
They remind me in the words of Scripture that ours is a future filled with hope. And if you share that faith with me, if you share that hope with me, I ask you tonight for your vote. That this nation's promise is reserved for the few, your voice must be heard in this election. If you reject the notion that our government is forever beholden to the highest bidder, you need to stand up in this election. If you believe that new plants and factories can dot our landscape, that new energy can power our future, that new schools can provide ladders of opportunity to this nation of dreamers, if you believe in a country where everyone gets a fair shot and everyone does their fair share and everyone plays by the same rules, then I need you to vote this November. America, I never said this journey would be easy, and I won't promise that now. Yes, our path is harder, but it leads to a better place. Yes, our road is longer, but we travel it together. We don't turn back. We leave no one behind. We pull each other up. We draw strength from our victories, and we learn from our mistakes, but we keep our eyes fixed on that distant horizon, knowing that providence is with us and that we are surely blessed to be citizens of the greatest nation on earth. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless these United States.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much for listening to Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, vote for the person of your choice. But don't hesitate to go cast your vote. See you next week, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good one. Have a good Sunday. Bye now.